Yeah, people, some of you are going, I don't recall that discussion. We did have it. And then we talked about basically leadership traits, spelled out in the acronym of leadership. Loyalty, duty, selfless service, respect, integrity, those sort of things. And we've recognized people throughout the trip with that, in that blue can. Sometimes it's a little sparse. Sometimes it got really full. But we're going to close that out. And then there will be a special significance of closing out the awards on this. But anytime you have an undertaking for many years that takes place yearly, there's a lot of work that goes into it. The adults here, I think, really appreciate that. The veterans get a good sense of what that means. And the rookies, although as of last night, none of those exist any longer, start to get an appreciation for that. A lot of planning goes into place. A lot of things come into place for you to experience an event. Towards the end, first week is, I used to call it sniffing around, like dogs, pack of dogs, got to sniff each other to see who's the biggest and baddest. And then they tear into the person that thinks they are. Second week comes around, you start getting some relationships. It's called storming Norman, literally that is a term. And then third week you come in and you have some highs and lows and some stress points that go on. And the last day typically is the most frustrating and difficult, because your decision points that all took you to an end state, mission success, now get, what's the term I heard on the road, discombobulated. People will be going on air transportation, ground transportation, different times, and then you'll start going your separate ways with a desire for a get-together for on Thursday. So there are some challenges to go with that, but now the event's over. And there was a lot of work that went into that, and of this past week, a lot of people that we need to recognize on that. One of them we'll start off with here. It originally was a slight, or we ran out of time, recognizing some events in Visalia. And then further on the road, we got an opportunity to see some selfless service, some integrity, and some leadership of those 7 points get demonstrated. If I could have Aaron Brown come up, please. Last year, she was my secret pal. Good to see you again. And then this year, we were recognizing for her riding ability to a great deal extent. And then the other day, when the two bodies slammed the pavement, and we had to throw the stiffs in the vehicle and become a meat locker and take them to the hospital, there were some things that were taking place there. Another one we'll recommend shortly. But as a group leader, on a day that you just happen to be the group leader, man, isn't that interesting? Some horseplay, all fun and games until someone gets hurt, results in two young ladies hitting the pavement. And you know the results of that. I'm sure it was talked about at night. The end result is everyone's safe. But here was a group leader who had that experience and calmly set things into motion of getting bikes in place, the groups back together, maintaining her composure at a time when not everyone else did, to get the groups down the road and finish the day. That doesn't come easy on the first day of being a group leader. I'm sure there will be a lot of opportunities for you in that similar capacities in the future. So welcome to the coveted Hot Rock Association. And though it's easy to get frustrated with where you're going at any particular day, particularly if it's a long cut versus a short cut, I didn't know what a long cut was until I met Robin. Robin stopped by, dragging kids around to a volleyball tournament, and said, "Hey, Norm's got the trip going this way. You really want to come?" Because he knew how much I like hills. There's some sarcasm there. Already in the February time frame, February was working on how this route would go and knowing the difficulty of going to areas where roads don't match up. They're not always what you think they are. And tie that into the overall mission of these cycles and to complement it so you get down the road safely. Okay. Mission accomplished. And every day he's out front with a partner, marking the route, looking for those D's with the lines through it, up, down, or whatever, and taking a great deal of effort at night after you've closed your eyes or you're inside the bag texting, whichever it may be, to ensure that the route the following day is going to meet the objective of getting to the location that we need to. And he is driven. If you think that a day is a little longer because he wanted to be, hey guys, you stayed in churches. You have to go to where you've got a home to stay in. And if you've never appreciated having roof over your head, some type of weather condition, a hole to sit on, or at least a bucket to pee in, you don't understand how beneficial it's been to have a place to stay, because that isn't the place everywhere in the world, and it hasn't always been the place everywhere in the on the disciples. So that's what took us down the road, and we're going to recognize Robin for his contribution to this church. Okay, in addition to being his partner in crime, he's also one that took care of us at breaks and the brake trucks, and has contributed this trip all along. Jeff, if you could come up, please. Help him mark the route, capable of being up front in the front groups. And any time you ask him, how's it going, it's like, it's going great. He was on the telephone if something was needed to be coordinated, in addition to making sure that there were lots of lickies and chewies and vegetables and peanut butter here of recent in the kitchen. The kitchen of recent, right? This morning? In the morning? Yeah. But an overall contribution. So we're going to recognize, some of you are going, oh, we'll recognize all the adults. Yeah. Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are. So, yeah, well done. Thank you. Okay, I know I talk a lingo, and I'm actually a whole lot better than I used to be. A lingo is kind of different from the world that you live in, because I didn't live in the same world that you live in, and I'm trying to assimilate, but it'll never work completely. In the military, there's an award system, and I discussed the other day, I'm sure it didn't get retained. You have awards that you get a recommended for, you go through an awards board, and you take a look at that, and then you have impact awards. Well, there are opportunities in the military that just once you got an award doesn't mean you get another. And that doesn't mean you can't get recognized as a hot rocket again in the future. For demonstrated maturity and effective effort under pressure, and recently, the same day that the paddy wagon had to work, the meat locker, as we call it, on the day of the wreck, a lot of effort. Twice I saw this young man scoop up young ladies and put them in the vehicle, in addition to carrying a big box, which someday he'll pay for as he gets his hernia repaired. But Jacob, if you could come up, please. Before, that doesn't mean you don't get recognized again, and in following years you may get recognized again. Well done. It's been a pleasure watching you work under pressure. There's no question whether you can. Now we're just going to ask more of you every day. Well done. Thank you. Jim, if you could come up, please. We can say a lot. You can figuratively demonstrate. But there was food at the break to eat. It was done with a professional manner. It's good temperament and constantly calm in that, and supported down the road the whole trip. Well done. I don't know what else to say, but thank you. And welcome to the association. If I could have the Dan and Jack team, please. Are they here? Or are they out hiding? Is he? Well, I'm all mixed up, aren't I?
Maybe they're a little jig. They're time jack.
Huh?
If they do their little jig, time's up.
Okay. Constant figures on the trip for many years. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. We got bigger chains. For many years, has put a lot of effort into this. And this comes at a time they're giving up for all of us that they don't have to. On the road, starting with 3 days of coming out here in a vehicle that one goes 65, the other goes 70 because there's a governor on it. Some other vehicles go faster than that and you get tickets. I know. Constantly providing an environment that is receptive to you so you don't have to work to do that. That is a big difference from earlier days to now. Of how this is so catered to provide you the maximum experience you can get down the road. And these two gentlemen do it, and they've done it for many years. So we have to welcome you to the Hot Rock Association. Next, we're going to recognize a man that either you love him or hate him. Typically starts his day off with directing, ends it with asking for a count off. But he's a man that I've observed for 2 years, actually 3 years, and he's been doing it for many more, and I know he is a key member of this team. Someone who off the road and on the road is contributing with you, and off the road is controlling and orchestrating something that can that quickly turn into chaos. Bob, if you could come up so we can recognize you. Okay, the trip Cricket said last night, you're no longer rookies, as Norm said. This day is you're getting ready to go out and buy Lickies and Chewies. I already heard some grocery shopping, or you got to go buy those $500 shoes or something, some store, I'm sure. And then you get on a plane, you're going home, you may get back together again. Many of you will come back next year, some of you may never come back again. But it's a culmination point, I know I've had a great deal of enjoyment, vast majority of the time, enjoying being with you and hanging out with you, and I appreciate you tolerating me. But it's traditional that you close out by recognizing someone who started the whole event. So Norm, if we could bring you up. And next year. Okay. No. That's it for me.
I'm gonna run a monster, buddy. Colonel Strickland's always had a great attitude. We were just kids, just like you guys, when we went on a trip together, and we've known each other for a long time. And he's had to go all over the world to do his thing, and I got to stay back home. But here we come back together, and it's a great effort. It's a labor of love. It's purposeful living. I get a lot out of it. I'm exhausted right now. We're beat up. We're torn up. We're bloody, we're dirty. I haven't had clean hands for 3 weeks. I do use the sanitizer. All those awards, yes, there's just, it can't be done without the help of everyone putting into this together. It's what I love to see happen is, a group like this, everybody had a designated thing to do, and some people really had to step up and go past those boundaries and do more than expected and less than allowed. And that's sometimes hard to do in a big group because none of us ever grew up in a big family like this. So we had to wait in line a lot, and it was really hard to get ourselves organized around some of these churches and just the road, and we were highly misunderstood out on the road, being on bicycles. Did you see very many cyclists out on the road? I didn't this year, except, you know, when we would come into a town. So still, you on a bicycle are very much an alien being, it seems. But I'd like my family to come up here. Cricket, Daphne, Alyssa, Juana. You met Daphne with the little one, and she was the oldest one that we had. That we started getting her on the Stingray bike around the circle around where we lived, and little did we know that she would put 10,000 miles on her legs in what, 8 trips, 9 trips, something like that. But your help getting us through LA yesterday was incredibly instrumental. And there's a lot of work behind the scenes to get us here. We weren't supposed to go the route that we did. And we just found that out just right before we were supposed to have a MAP meeting. So that's what delayed yesterday. And that's what extended our day from 62 to 92 miles.
94.
So that was pretty tough, but you really helped through that so much. And it's really because of you and Alyssa that we have this program. Because if you can do it, they can do it.
Definitely.
You
made us.
I made
us. Yeah, thank God.
Yeah, at gunpoint, they went on their first trip, and
yeah.
And they both had big crashes, guys, in the mountains, both of them.
But after that, their first trip, they became really great group leaders, very cautious, very careful. Pretty much set the pace on how a lot of this went. And Alyssa, come on over here. Follow the videos. You're awesome. You're awesome. Only supposed to cry if you really got your bell rung, or if it's emotional, or somebody you know, if it's your family, or if somebody died. Okay.
Yeah, you didn't cry at my wedding. What the heck?
Yeah. Nobody cried at their wedding. But yeah, she does the video every year, and in fact, she learned a lot about her video technique and how she got a job out here from doing the old time videos on a couple VCRs, which was very painful.
Yeah.
And then she got into the digital editing. And you know, usually when your friends see those videos, they say, "Where do I sign up? I'm going." When you put music and a story together, you guys are incredible subject matter. Awesome. Those are awesome. So, thanks so much for getting us through. Boy, you guys worked hard yesterday. All the pizzas, the ice cream. Yeah, and Alyssa got the church here, and
yeah, so. Rick has been a huge part of our life, sorry, for a long time. This has been a huge part of our family, and with great sacrifice, but great experiences, and that's why we're all so emotional about it, because we're so great that it's still going on, and that you guys still are experiencing that even when we're not going, and someone actually, I don't know any of you as well as I wish I did, but someone asked me what it was like to have Norman Cricket as my parents today, and it's hard.
Thank you.
ask the best of you at all times, and they show you the best in them. And that's hard. That's really hard. I live my life every day trying to live up to what examples they've been in my life. And I hope that you guys can take a bit of what they share with you and share with the world what you give, what you can give, and the greatness in you. And I'm so thankful that you guys all came on the trip again, and I hope it goes on forever. So someone else needs to start running it, though.
Well, and when everybody sees little Leo, they say, "Man, you gotta do this another 12 or 13 years." So.
Yeah, but he wants his grandparents too. So anyways, that's why we're all emotional. So.
Oh, that's pretty much ditto.
Fire video. Okay, thanks so much.
Love you.
No, this is good. You're perfect timing.
Excellent. Again, thank you all so much for being here. And I just want to let you know how much not only your shirts, but your spirit livened up our worship this morning. So many of the members of our congregation were intrigued to hear about your journey, and we're so happy to see not only so many young people who had made this tough trek, but just to have you all here and for you all not to be like super grouchy. So thank you all, and I hope that your experience has been wonderful and positive, and thank you for worshiping with us and just for being you. So. I didn't mean to interrupt. I'm so sorry. I just came in to clean up.
Perfect.
So great.
Thank
Excellent.
You so much.
Well, I hope that you all have a wonderful day around Santa Monica, and I hope that you're able to enjoy some of what Santa Monica has to offer, including a wonderful beach, which I think you all ate at last night. And if you all have anything, if you need anything, feel free to give me a call. And, okay?
Thanks
all
so
right.
much,
Brian. Take care. Thank Blessings. You. All right, take care. Blessings.
Too bad she married me, boy. It's labor from having kids to in January when we worked with Bob and Matt Mann to get the route. This one was tough, wasn't it? All kinds of stuff. Our Triple Crown winner. What a role model you are for all these young ladies. Rode the whole distance. No flats, no crashes, and no sleep. So it's a quadruple crown. But Cricket takes she softens all this hard steel and rubber and metal and gears and chains and turns it into a spiritual movement, spiritual endeavor, whether you knew it or not, at whatever level you're at. And that's why I always refer to her in speaking to the group and praying, because she's so eloquent. She's the most amazing lady on the planet. And when I first met her, I mean, she's drop-dead gorgeous, still is, but she's more gorgeous inside. It's an incredible, there's not too many other people your age that would go out and do something like this, and be careful. And, we do look worn out, and we're pretty thinned out. There's no fat here at all. It's all gone. It's all gone. It never was there. But thank you so much from me, from your kids, for keeping this going.
guys. Here you go. One last go round. It's as if you really all are group leaders. So, this is for every one of you. You got picked, you came to put two things together. Your skills, we call them writing skills here, and to become a leader, to get yourself and others down the road. Thanks for that job. You have experience, you have knowledge of rules of the road, just like rules of life. You became a team player. You had to step up and do it. Big thing, the focus of you is staying safe and keeping your group safe. Remembering that in numbers, by having a group, you are safer, especially in traffic and on the side of the road. So it was important that you could be part of that team. Your leadership, you had to have some knowledge. You had to be able to assess yourself. What skills did you have? What could you pull out of yourself? And what could you see in others? How did you help them bring out their talents and their skills when they were in your group? You had to know where you were going. Sometimes that wasn't real clear. And one of the things about disciples is being flexible, adaptable, able to change at the last moment. Boy, did we test you. And that's exactly what's going to happen every day of your life. You had to be able then to move down the road. You had to be in front at first. You had to lead them. You had to lead yourself and others out of the town, out of the busyness, have clarity, and then drop back to the rear end of your group and watch them. Who was struggling today? Who had an attitude? Who just couldn't quite open up and be right here in the now? You had to figure out how to shelter them, how to put them with your team so that they could be their strongest. Remember that second rider spot? Tuck them right up there. Keep them where the flow was a little smoother, where you could talk to them or see them a little bit better. That was part of all of that team and your job. You also wanted to watch for yo-yoing. Who couldn't be steady? Who could give you some strength, but then just kind of tuckered out? Or just kind of lost the flow, and then all of a sudden spurt, and then you had to watch for that. It made it kind of rough on you, and it definitely made it rough on the others behind. So that's a valuable thing that we had to learn about ourselves. Were we being the yo-yoer? How did we affect everybody else, especially those that were following? You also learned that you could never leave anybody. Never. That you were always watchful. You were always there for them. And they couldn't change groups. They were with you. There was a reason. And it was your job to keep them with you and make it to the end of that day. You also learned that if you had to take a break, you couldn't let them drop behind, could you? And neither could you. You couldn't just say, I'm out of here. You had to go forward, if anything. Go ahead a little bit. Do what you needed to do, and then let that group catch up with you so that you knew where everybody was. Pace line. Man, that's a toughie. Keeping a pace line together. How do you keep them where everybody can bring forth their strongest part and make that group come down the road just like a fine-tuned machine? That took a lot of skill, guys, you group leaders. And again, you had to look for the struggling and do what you could to help them. Then you also learned that it was really important if it wasn't just you who had this focus or was helping, that you helped everybody help everybody else. So nobody got left out. And everybody virtually became a leader, especially for themselves. We had to remind ourselves every time we stopped about certain basic needs that we had, assistance, that was your big job this year. Make sure you had water. Did you check your brakes? Good gravy, what a mess we'd be if we didn't have brakes. Sometimes some of us just chug ahead. But we need that help to slow ourselves down, make sure we're under control, not losing it, and jeopardizing everybody else around us. We also had to make sure that we had a flag. We had something that alerted all those around us of our being, our existence. Then you had to make sure that when you decided to start, that you did it steady, that you weren't jackrabbit and just buzzing ahead, and where was everybody else? That you could just take them all with you gradually, that you learn that if you started slow and steady, everybody else could fall in line so much easier than you being 50 yards ahead, and the next person 20, and the next one 10, and you're all strung out. It's like you're all kind of grasping for that string that put you together and made you that strong group, where you as the group leader could lead the way. Because, most important, as a group, you had to pass others as a group, didn't you? You couldn't leave your group. You had to make sure everybody was ready. And then it was focus, and it was go, and it was take that dangerous path out in the middle of that road, do your job, and then pull in. Then you had to be the model. We ask you, like Daphne and Alyssa know, it's a rough one, it's a huge challenge. Step outside yourself. If that's what it takes, unzip, open up, give it your best. Be the caring, the sharing, the leader that stepped forth with just more than me. I, my needs, what I want, and bring that group together and show them what it looks like to be that outstanding group leader. And then sometimes when all wavered, we said, okay, go at your own pace, but we'll be at the top. We won't leave you. We are always there to regroup so we know and can take care of each other. So stop at the top. The toughest. Some of you just cringed at this. No walking your bike. Unless everybody else walked their bike, you didn't walk your bike. And why was that? You're given gifts in life. Your bike was your gift. You walk it. It doesn't really run and flow like it's supposed to, does it? It wasn't really made for you to hold the handlebars and scoot it along, because man, those pedals dig into your legs when you aren't careful and also give you great rookie marks when you aren't looking. So the whole goal is get on that bike and learn how to use it. Because if you're going to move your feet, you might as well use that machine with your feet and make it work. That's why you came on this trip. You are incredible. If a bicycle is amazing, you're the ultimate universe amazing. You had to learn what made you tick. You had to learn how to get yourself up that hill. You had to learn that walking, yeah, you can do that, but the real gift comes when you put it all together and you push. And you push one more time on those pedals. And you make sure everybody else was doing it. You had to be aware of timing. You had to be organized. You had to listen. You had to communicate. You had to speak to others. And in a way that they didn't get lost. And that's the last point. Lost. I'm not lost. You weren't lost ever. You're just exploring. Some of us like to do it with a really wild and long route. So remember that in life. Lastly, but not, safety is always important. taking good care of yourself. You are a temple. You have the gifts. You have all the treasures you need. You have all the laughter, all the fun, all the kindness, all the gentleness, all the caring, all the self-control. You got it. Thanks for staying awake. Bless you. And really bless you all. 2010 is almost officially over. The Disciples, Pacific Mountains, 2010. You made it. Was it fast?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Slow at times? You all remember some of those hills. But those, my friend, are the blessings. As Norm said, we're making memories. Your life will never be empty, ever. Because someday, sometime, you're going to say, oh, on Disciples, I did da 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 da. So that's the real blessing that we hope to share with you. So group leaders, no bike today. Officially, you are it. Take your bike, safe ride, rubber down, enjoy life and have fun, and remember all those that are there in your group with you.